Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our expository study of the Gospel of Luke. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com. Or you can mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin this expository study of the Gospel of Luke. This is part one.
Our current events update. Just a reminder, this got us kicked off local radio this week. And we were given an ultimatum to stop preaching politics and just stick to the Bible. I just want to remind you, if Jesus Christ is not Lord of every area of your life, you're backslidden.
Amen.
We don't preach partisan politics.
Amen.
We preach about the culture in light of the Scripture.
Amen.
We preach, if a politician wants to murder babies, I'm going to rebuke that politician.
Amen.
If a political party wants to kill babies, I'm going to rebuke that political party. And if the local Laodicean radio station doesn't like it, they can get over it and they'll face God. But that's what's wrong with America today. Preachers allowing radio stations and others to tell them not to preach the truth. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm very thankful for everybody who shows up. I'm thankful to have a crowd to preach to. I'm thankful for those online. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't care if everybody stopped listening.
Amen.
I'm here to please God the
Amen.
Father.
Amen.
And if other Christians are pleased, praise God for it.
Amen.
But what if I get down and what if you get down to the point where it's just like Noah?
Yep.
Because Jesus said that's what it's going to become like.
Yep.
And in your little world, in your families, it's if your family's like my family, you're getting to feel a little bit like Noah.
Yep.
Amen.
And that's where we're heading. That's why we need each other.
Amen.
The fellowship and the camaraderie of the local church.
Amen.
But just pray about that. We're still in the possibility of being on another radio station here locally. But if not, you know, we'll refocus our time, money, and efforts, and we'll still get the word out. Speaking of reprobates, Joe Biden's first day as president cost America 52,000 jobs.
Yep. Yep. Right.
Why? Because he's in a religious political cult.
That's right.
That's why as a pastor, I'm going to speak on it.
Amen.
It's a cult.
Amen.
And their faith in their evolutionary Darwinian model of life and death makes them worship the creation rather than the creator.
Yep.
And that's why they cut off the Keystone Pipeline.
Yep.
And that's why they're going to allow 12 million immigrants to become citizens because they know they'll vote for their party.
Yep.
And that's why they're also going to end fracking. Because
yep.
they're fracking crazy. OAN reported on this, and that's one of the few sources where you're going to get real news.
Yep.
CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, your local channels 4, 6, 10, and 28 are registered Democrats. They are also a part of this liberal cult
yep.
that is killing our country.
Yep.
Environmentally extreme communist policies killing U.S. energy independence. The reason why I loved our president, Donald Trump, was because he wasn't a partisan. He belonged to the Republican Party, but the Republican elites hate him.
That's right, you can see it now.
And the reason they hate him is because his policies ended our dependence on foreign oil,
yep.
which ended our need to go to useless wars,
yep.
where the Jeremys and the Nathans and I don't know how old he is, but when he turns 18, well, you're not 18 yet, are you? So how old are you?
13.
So you might get out of this if Biden's defeated in 2024. But yeah. I'm telling you, that's what the people who voted for Joe Biden voted to send our young men into useless wars. Yeah. And it's because of this cult mentality. It's a religious political cult. It's not politics. Yeah. If you believe that, you're a fool. It is spiritual. And the American Christians in this country had better wake up. It's just like the Nazis in 1930 through 38 or so. And all the Christians who are being quiet and silent are what they call the good German, who enabled that to happen. So Biden killed the Keystone pipeline permit. And folks, this is going to hurt a lot of Canadians too. A lot of Canadians are very upset about this, but sadly, they've elected the same kind of nut. Their Prime Minister Trudeau is a nut. And these nuts are going to lead us into war. Biden voters are hypocrites or just plain dumb. Why do I say that? Yeah. Or dead. That's a good point. But I got there's a point for me saying this. I don't just stand up here and just, you know, name call or whatever. There's substance to what I just said. They're hypocrites and or just plain dumb, because all of these guys, or almost all of them, use gas. Yeah. And if they really believe that we should shut down Keystone and stop fracking, they need to do the right thing and step outside their house and find their meter and turn it off. But they won't, because they're liars and hypocrites. Just like the ones who will vote for Biden who wants to take your guns away. They want to keep theirs. They want to take yours away. And a matter of fact, I think they'll try to tie it into you getting a vaccine or you being a Trump supporter. That's whether or not you can have a gun. That's right, because it's a cult. And of course, they'll use gas and complain when their bill goes up. And it's not just natural gas. The gas prices are going to go up. They're already up about 40 cents from what they were about 3 months ago. Yeah. And it's going to go up to like $4 a gallon within a year, probably. Well, some have predicted $9, because they want to keep you from driving your car, because they're in a religious political cult.
They want to keep you under house arrest.
And the COVID thing and all that. This is an amazing psalm here. Psalm 107:17 says, "Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted."
Amen.
That's your country right now.
Amen.
America is a nation, majority of this nation are fools, given over to their sin and iniquities, and because of that, they're afflicted. The Bible is an amazing book. It just explains everything. But the Christians who own radio stations don't want people to know these things.
That's right.
At the same time, rhinos are not to be outdone. Rhinos are Republicans in name only. They have a platform in their party, but most of the Republicans don't follow it. So we call them rhinos. This is our congressman, Steve Stivers. He's imitating the Antichrist. He's decided his role model is the beast. He has now said that he's opposed to the $1,400 stimulus checks, but would support them. He doesn't support them, but he would agree if the funds go only to Americans who take the vaccine.
Wow.
Now, the vaccine isn't the mark, and Steve Stivers isn't the Antichrist, but he's getting warmed up. He evidently wants the job. You cannot buy, sell, or trade unless you take the mark. You can't get your stimulus to check unless you have a vaccine. That's just the beginning. You won't be able to go into grocery stores. You won't be able to work unless you can prove you've been vaccinated. And it'll go on and on and on. That's what your Biden voting friends and relatives voted for. Meanwhile, you see the Democrats, now that Joe Biden's president, they're now playing softball.
Yeah.
They treat him like an old man in a nursing home. Joe, could you tell us what your first name is? Hold on just a second. Joe. Whew. He answered a question. Isn't our president wonderful? So this is from Babylon B, but sometimes truth is so close to, or fiction is so close to the truth. This is what the White House press corps are going to be wearing now to their press conferences. Biden cheerleading outfits, including the pom-poms. And I think I see Jim Acosta there with his skirt on in there somewhere. That, it's a cult.
It is.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to stop saying that till the Lord comes back. Now, some get upset when we mock America's pathetic excuse for news media. So let's be clear. We not only mock the fake news media, but those dumb enough to keep watching it.
Amen.
So be clear on that. We don't just mock our fake, pathetic Democrat Party propaganda news media machine. We mock anybody stupid enough to keep watching it.
Amen.
Shame on you. Wait a minute. I think I'm there. There you go. That's my attitude to anybody upset with us for telling the truth while our nation goes to hell.
Yeah.
Last week I said, well, bye. We're going to keep preaching the truth. We're going to keep serving and pleasing God. And if the Laodicean idiots want to get upset with us, then they can just get upset with us. So we're going to pick up in verse 49 where we left off last week, through 56. And I'm just going to ask you to read the even verses with me. So I'll begin verse 49. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him because he followeth not with us. And Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. All God's people say amen.
Amen.
So in our previous study, Jesus had taught on humility. In the verse 48, previous to what we started reading, said, For he that is least among you, the same shall be great. Some of these people with the biggest followings, the largest crowds, are going to see their rewards burn.
Amen.
Because they compromised basic principles to get those crowds.
Yep.
The Bible says that people gather to themselves teachers having itching ears. It's the people with the itching ears.
Yep.
That fake preacher couldn't make it if it weren't for all the fake pew sitters.
Amen.
Amen. Now he's confronted with a question of association. There in verse 49, John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him because he followeth not with us. He's not one of us. Listen, you'll never hear me talk about people who aren't one of us in those terms as far as being a part of our crowd, physically being one of us. That's not what is important is whether someone is one of us having been born again.
Amen.
Having been saved. And so you have somebody who is out there preaching the gospel and they don't know us. They're not associated with us. Well, thank God for them. I am thankful to know that today, right now in this time zone, but in every time zone around this time, in that time zone, around 10, 11, 12, in every time zone, there are literally at least hundreds, if not thousands, of preachers who are proclaiming the word of God. Now, there are tens of thousands who are false, but in the mixed with all the true ones, we're thankful for that. So, it is our mission, or it's a question. Is it our mission to regulate other ministries?
No.
No, it's not. The only time, I'll be honest with you, the only time I spend much time on other ministries is if I see it affecting our people.
Amen.
I include the onliners, by the way. But whenever somebody's out there preaching nonsense and their effect, I see the effect, or at least they're troubling people or whatever. And a lot of times it's had to do with, you know, Jesus is going to come back on October 21st or whatever, you know. And so I've done sermons or messages, studies showing that just anytime someone picks a date, ignore them.
Amen.
You're not going to know the day or the hour. What do you think? God's a liar? So why do you pick up a book that even claims to have such knowledge? And I'll tell you one more. I've taught it several times over the years. It's just true. The Jewish feasts are for Israel, not the church. Anybody claiming to date the rapture based on the feast of Israel is a false teacher.
That's right.
Those feasts don't belong to you. If you're a saved member of the body of Christ, they belong to anybody in the previous dispensation of law, and they'll be in effect again during the 70th week after the rapture. And after the rapture, it doesn't start until that covenant, which includes the feasts, is confirmed between the Antichrist, Israel, and the world. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 to 27, we see our study on it, we lay it all out there for you. And people are constantly falling into these scams and fads because they won't study the scripture and learn these things to put up a defense. Listen, if you want to get to save yourself and your loved ones from being sucked into all these false movements and these fads and everything, learn the truth.
Amen.
Don't wait for something to happen and then say, oh, I'm going to learn. I mean, God bail you out a lot of times like that, but it's the rough way to go, and it doesn't always work out. The way to do is now learn. But when I see someone out there preaching the gospel, let's say he believes in speaking in tongues, and when his church gets together, everybody just and there's no, you know, order, and it's not one or two at a time with the interpreter, and they throw all the rules out the window, and they just run around. I wouldn't go to that church. But can you imagine? I mean, that's all I'd ever get done, is to come up here and inform you of all the people who are out on that limb, you know. And I believe there's saved people there. There's many saved people there. Is there any other Bible-believing church, most likely? But I don't want anything to do with that. But I'm thankful. You remember Jimmy Swaggart?
Yeah.
And who are some of the other guys through the years? David Wilkerson. John Hagee. I mean, he's got a couple of really bad errors in his theology, like the dual covenant for the Jews is terrible. But you know what? These guys preach the gospel. I've heard them.
Yeah.
Billy Graham. We've warned. Now he's deceased and gone to be with the Lord. I believe he was saved, but he, in his ministry, he did some terrible things. Sent people who came forward in his crusades, and he'd send them back to apostate churches and even the Catholic Church that doesn't even preach the true gospel.
That's right.
So what are we supposed to do? When he came to town, and when there were a couple of times where it was influencing people here, so I made a one-hour documentary laying all the historical information and scripture out so you could understand. Don't follow him.
Amen.
Unless he's teaching something that's biblical. See, that's how simple it is. So Billy Graham wasn't God. He's not infallible. And anybody who gets upset when I rebuke Billy Graham, they are an idolater. Because our authority isn't Billy, isn't Greg, isn't you, isn't your mother, your grandmother, or anybody else on this earth. Our authority is the Word of God.
Amen.
When they're right, they're right. When they're wrong, they're wrong.
Amen.
And it's not our mission. I don't have a pamphlet on every preacher in the world and telling you what's good and bad about them. So here's Jesus' answer. When they said this, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. Jesus says in verse 50, and Jesus said unto him, forbid him not. For he that is not against us is for us. Now the Jehovah's Witnesses go to the door. I tell them, you're preaching a false gospel and a false Jesus, and you're going to answer to God for it. The Mormons come to my door. You preach a false Jesus and a false gospel, you're going to answer to God for it. But I've said the same thing to Roman Catholics. I've said the same thing to apostate Protestants. I've said the same thing to agnostics, atheists, Muslims. One time I told about giving blood, and the fellow taking my blood was Muslim, and he started the discussion, thank God. I didn't even have to start it. He started discussion on what I was reading. And here I'm a Bible-believing Christian talking to a Muslim, and I'm reading the Bhagavad Gitas from Buddhist writings. Yeah. So he's like, what are you reading there? I told him, are you a Buddhist? No, I'm a Christian. What are you reading that for? Oh, I like to know what other people believe so I can talk to them about Jesus Christ. Amen. And so he kept talking. Finally, I said, you know, your religion doesn't have a sacrifice. Your religion doesn't have a savior. Muhammad himself admitted he couldn't forgive your sins. And you are basing you're basing your idea that you might go to heaven on your own works. Well, Jesus said, because they claimed to believe Jesus was a prophet, Isa. I said, Jesus said that your works can't save you. Amen. Jesus said you had to believe on him. And Jesus made it clear, and so did the Apostle Paul, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. How do you know when you've done enough? How many works can you do and know you're going to go to heaven? And what court can you go into and say, well, I know I raped this girl and killed her husband and stole everything and burned their house down, etc. But look at all the good I did. What court would they even care? And yet that's what these people, Muslim, Buddhist, agnostics even will tell you. Well, if there is a God, I think my good outweighs my bad and all this stuff. There's not a court in the world that is going to listen to that defense.
Amen.
You're done. Yeah, that's the truth. So that's why, you know, we will tackle and take on those who preach that false gospel. But if anybody preaches the biblical gospel, even if they're wrong on other things, we thank God for them. As Jesus said, that's who he's talking about here. He's not talking about false religion, but he's saying, you know what? If they're preaching about me and they've got the power of God, then who are we to stand in their way? Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. He's basically saying, focus. Focus. Get off the other stuff and focus. See, we believe in freedom of conscience. I am a Baptist by doctrinal heritage. We don't belong to a denomination.
Amen.
But we are Baptist in the sense of what the historic meaning of a Baptist is.
Amen.
Most evangelicals eventually adopted the Baptist idea of the separation of church and state. It's not the separation of the church from the state. It is a separation of those powers, meaning there's no state church. We don't want the Episcopal Church to be the state church.
Right.
We don't want the Catholic Church to be the state church. We don't want the Presbyterian denomination or the Southern Baptist denomination or any denomination. That's all that means. We believe that what you believe and the religion you practice is between you and God, not the state. And you certainly shouldn't have to pay taxes, which then go to fund that denomination, which is what happens in a state church setup. See, that's what we believe. I preach the gospel. People say, you're a hater. Yeah. You know, I don't hate anybody. I'm just telling them the truth like the sign says. We love them enough to tell them the truth. I was telling Jerry that this morning. We've made that our motto. Because a lot of Christians think if you love people, you never hurt their feelings. And Jesus, you're echoing exactly what Jeremy said. Jesus hurt people's feelings. So did he do it on purpose? Well, kind of. I mean, he didn't say, you're ugly. You know, he didn't say that. But he purposely stuck it to them when it comes to their false religion. He purposely went like that, right, spiritually. Got to be clear on it. You know, he didn't punch anybody. But he did turn over some money tables and get out the whip.
Amen.
Amen. So what do? If you love somebody, you tell them the truth. But they're still free to reject what you're saying. We don't believe in any kind of coercion. So Jesus is speaking specifically of the outside world domain here. He says, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. They were talking about something going on out in the world. I just have to clarify this. He's not saying that you should have this attitude in your own home. And he's not telling us to have that attitude in our local church. See, there's three domains you have to think of whenever the Bible speaks. And this is related to what we heard in Sunday school. Brother John taught this morning. I told him he didn't realize it, but he taught a real good primer for our study today. The first is your home. And if you're a man and you're married, that's not just, I'm the man. It's a responsibility.
Amen.
It's a duty. If you're a woman and you're...